The man we're about to be joined by, the great Tim May of Letterman Rowan, right here on the Fan on the Brian Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline's a Toyota Tundra driver, I do believe, or was. Are you still, Tim?
I'm in it right now, as a matter of fact. I just can't believe they let him park his Bentley in a Toyota place overnight. I'm stunned by that.
It's amazing,
dude.
Isn't it?
You know what? That's a good flex out of you, Tim. I do not have a Bentley, though, just so you know.
A Maybach.
Bo does. Bo's the one with the gated community,
the Aston Martin, fire-lit
lamps, you know, as you pull up. Thumb or voice activation to get in. I mean,
it's retina scanner.
Oh, okay.
retina one of those cars with the ejection seat in it.
That's right. Tim, before we get to this Big Ten championship game, and I'm asking you, you don't have to do it because I know you'll probably won't, but I really am asking you a direct question, and I know that you probably have an answer to it. So we did this yesterday, and our buddy Bill Bender, who you know, who writes for the Sporting News, has been doing this on the college football 150 years, and he wrote about the 10 best teams in college football history. And I thought it was smart that he kept it mostly, I think our 68 team was the oldest one that he put on there. Most of it was from modern era teams and at least past 68. So I'll ask you the direct question. What's the best college football team you've ever seen, and what's the best Ohio State football team you've ever seen?
Interesting, because this might be the best Ohio State football team I've ever seen. I had Arch Griffin on my podcast this week, and it's a really good podcast. And, you know, he was talking about maybe 73, that team he was on in 73 that had three fellas go to the they didn't have those big ceremonies for the Heisman back then, but three guys in the top five for the Heisman. That was a hell of a football team. Past that, I mean, as far as balance and having great players, maybe not the greatest players at every position of all time, but great players throughout, this team is right there with anybody that I've seen at Ohio State. And then, you know, greatest football team I've ever seen, man, I've debated this a million times because I voted in, you know, a couple of those polls, and
yeah,
I kind of go back and forth, but that Nebraska team that had Johnny Rogers and Rich Glover on it, you know, the Rich Glover, the nose tackle,
like
71? And Johnny Rogers. Dude, that was a hell of a football team. I mean, they destroyed people, and I would have to put that one in the running with any other team you're talking about.
Tim, with this Wisconsin team, they got to Justin five times, I believe, in the first matchup. Is there with Justin's knee? Now, if a player comes out and says that his knee's bothering him, I mean, it is, you know what I mean? Because there's a lot of times players will lie and be like, I'm fine, and that's actually bothering him. So if he's actually verbally saying it, he knows that it's probably going to be hard to hide some of it. But do you think that – are you worried, I guess, is my question, about his mobility? And it's not necessarily like we depend on the zone read like we did with JT, but just his creativity. When a blitz comes, he, you know, shrugs a guy off, he puts weight on it, and he scrambles for a first down. Are you concerned that that will be taken away tomorrow because of his knee and because Wisconsin's pass rush?
Yeah, I think anybody would have to be concerned, except I keep thinking about the first play he made after he returned to the game last week, where he shrugged off a guy, scrambled left, and then threw one of the great passes in the Ohio State-Michigan game history to Garrett Wilson. So, you know, the miracles of modern medicine – you know, find a way to help get you through 3 or 4 hours now, you know. And number two, you know, Adam Stewart's one of the great rehab, whatever you want to call it, guys, in the game right now, you know, part of the Ohio State training staff. Stewie, as they call him. He touched me going up the ramp a few weeks ago. I had a shoulder pain, and suddenly it was gone. You know, so
he's a magician.
He had those kind of hands. Yeah, he was there with Doug Cowell, and it was pretty funny. I felt refreshed.
Goodness.
But anyway, bottom line is, you know, they've been working on it all week. Number two, a knee sprain doesn't just go away, as you well know, James. And there's a little bit of concern there. But, you know, Ohio State, this is what is intriguing me. I know I've said this on y'all's show many times this year. They've come up with answers, man. No matter what happens, they've Ryan Day and his coaching staff, his offensive staff, Mike Yurcich and those guys, Kevin Wilson, they found answers to rob Peter to pay Paul, so to speak, in certain situations. And, yeah, I mean, I think about this. Justin Fields has answered the bell every week this season. That's amazing. A sophomore, first-year starter, and coming back off the bench, coming out of the tent, actually, to re-answer the bell last week. I mean, I think he's going to be better than maybe a lot of people think. But, you know, he's kind of one of those guys, you kind of ask him a question, kind of tells you exactly what he's thinking at the very minute, you know. And as he told us on Monday, yeah, his knee was hurting a little bit as he was standing there, but he expected to play fine on Saturday.
Tim, I'm of the belief that if win or lose, we're in. I think you're in no matter what, into the playoff. I don't think we're going to lose. I think we're going to win quite handily, in fact. And I think the fact that it's in a dome, speed's just going to travel pretty good. And I think it's going to be a long night for the Badgers. Do you think that it will be in the back of Ryan Day's head at all to be impressive and to pour it on? Because I do think, I'm sure he's not going to say this outwardly, but you got to be aware that from my vantage point, Tim, there's a big difference between 1, 2, and 3 and number 4. And I think it's important that Ohio State is the one, or I'd rather be the one. Do you think that'll be in his head at all?
You know, he's been pretty straightforward that stuff like that, it won't be in his head. But, you know, and the thing about it is you don't know what that committee's going to do on Sunday morning, no matter how much you know, unless it's another 59-0 game, you know, where it's no doubt about it. You got to remember LSU's playing the number 4 team in the rankings, you know. So if LSU wins, that's gonna elevate it, you know, in some of those committee members' minds, you know, how they're to a certain extent SEC centric. That's gonna elevate them in their minds. I mean, you got to believe that. So I think you go out there and play the surest way to win, you know, like y'all were talking about with Justin Fields, you know, how much jeopardy you put him in. Well, you know, Ryan Day says he's going to play all day or all game. I mean, if that's what it takes the other day. So I don't think you can go into it thinking about how much you're going to beat a team. It is so difficult, no matter if you did beat that team 38-7, to beat the same team a second time around, you know, like Oklahoma playing Baylor. I mean, don't think that's a given, you know, and we all saw how that one went down. So I think his number one thing on his brain is the W. And then,
well, you think they'll win convincingly, though, don't you? I do mean to interrupt. You think they'll win convincingly, though, don't you?
I think they'll, yeah. I mean, when Justin Fields said right after the game 5 weeks ago, he thought they could have scored 50 in ideal conditions. Well, nothing gets more ideal than Lucas Oil Stadium at 8 o'clock on a Saturday night.
Right.
Tim, So saying that, then, what do you expect? Do you feel – you've been around the team. So what's the vibe about J.K. not getting running back of the year? Do you think it's an authentic, I don't care, you know, blah, 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 it's team over me, all that? Or do you think there is just an added chip to his shoulder to say, hey, I've outperformed him head-to-head. I'm ready to do it again. What do you sense? Because that's kind of the matchup. And really it's due to the fact that Wisconsin, that's their whole thing. They need to find a way to get Jonathan Taylor loose against us, which they haven't been able to do the last few matchups. But what is that feeling around there? I'm sure there's some feeling from J.K. that he got slighted on that.
Well, all I know is, you know, as Justin Fields revealed to us like 5-6 weeks ago and others, they were ribbing J.K. Dobbins and the offensive line. But J.K. Dobbins about here comes the number one back in the country. You know, I'm talking about when these guys met the first time, and we all saw how J.K. Dobbins went off on Wisconsin, and primarily because his offensive line went off on the number one rush defense at the time in the country, much like they've done against Penn State and Michigan and Michigan State. And I would think they're ribbing him at least as much this week. Hey, the top running back in the Big Ten's coming in, man. What you going to do this time?
Right.
You know better than anybody, James. I mean, probably you were in locker rooms when guys probably did get ribbing. You might even gotten some, you know?
All the time.
The best linebacker in the National Football League.
It's impossible to be in a locker room with Malcolm Jenkins and not hear some chatter. Oh, let's put it that way. He was ribbing you about anything. The guy could be 0-10 against me in cornhole, and he'd be talking trash that he was going to win the next one.
Oh, yeah, and there's some good ribbers, I think, on this team, not the least of which would be probably Damon Arnett and guys like that, giving J.K. the business all week, you know. So, I mean, I would think this is firing him up. And I'll tell you what, man, when he's been fired up, he has delivered the goods. Like I was joking with Archie on my podcast, I mean, he double dribbled on his first handoff last week and then went on to, you know, dunk on Michigan. So I would think he's going to be as fired up as anybody in that stadium on Saturday night.
All right, Tim, it's been a pleasure, my friend. We thank you for your time, as always. Tim May on the Bryant Heating and Cooling System, Letterman Row, and right here in the Fan. Appreciate your time, buddy. Enjoy the game.
It is always a pleasure, fellas.
All right, that is the great Tim May. Couldn't do a Friday without him, certainly not in the fall.